Yeah, we would support the general feeling in the room that this was very useful yesterday, and it also had a lot of convening power for this process, as we can see the difference today and yesterday. And so I think that's really valuable, and it means that we're doing exactly what we wanted to do, is bring the private sector in, bring NGOs and environmental interests, bring sectoral interests into it, policy. Also, the Swiss ambassador to WTO was here and had a positive message about trade and environment. This was all, I think, very good for this process and strengthens us. And so we would also welcome, and possibly also next year at the joint session, we're already discussing in the EFC what we might be able to, what different subjects we might be able to work on, and one of the subjects is exactly continuing with this dialogue. So we'll consider that for sure. I don't know if we want to touch this text. I was just hoping in the third point I had raised earlier that one of the strengths of this process is information, and so. If we were to touch this text, I would say that we should consider using the outcome of the dialogue when informing and developing national deforestation free trade schemes. But it's okay, I think informing it may be within developing, but if it's possible to add a word to this, I would put informing before developing, just to remember that for example, that in forest also has trade data, has forest surface area data, et cetera, and might be good for informing countries, helping countries with their forest deforestation free through the information that's available for the region. Thank you.